team will be glad to assist. You can also stop by Guest Services located behind Section 105, where a friendly member of our staff will be able to answer your questions and assist you with any needs around the stadium. We here at Greater Nevada Fields strive to elevate your game day experience and provide the best possible family-friendly atmosphere for you, our fans. We appreciate your cooperation and thank you for joining us.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Greater Nevada Field in Reno, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Reno Aces. It's game four of a six-game series. Well, the Rainiers dropped the opener here on Tuesday, blowing a lead late, but they have really bounced back nicely with back-to-back wins last night and the night before. Yesterday, the Rainiers really came alive at the plate. The Rainiers tying a season high by scoring 17 runs yesterday, seven of them in the ninth inning. And they beat Reno last night 17-5 was the final. Hoping for some of that type of run support today is the Rainiers starting pitcher, Darren McCacken. McCacken making his 14th start of the year for the Rainiers. He's 3-4 with a 6.56 ERA. The right-hander will be opposed by Reno's young lefty, Blake Walston. Walston, 22 years old and a first-round pick out of high school in 2019. He's been with the Aces all year. in 16 starts. He's 6-5 with a 4.74 ERA. So Blake Walston on the mound for Reno and Darren McCacken on the hill for the Tacoma Red Ears. Should be a good one today, the Red Ears and the Aces. Nice warm temperatures here in Reno, and not quite as hot as it was the last 3 days, so that's a bonus. And should be good weather for baseball here tonight as the Red Ears play their final Friday night game leading into the All-Star break, which begins after Sunday's series finale here in Reno. Well, we have a little bit of action on the roster today, and we'll also take a look at a few details from last night's Red Ears win when we come back right after this.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
The Red Ears taking on Reno tonight, game four of this six-game series. Yesterday, the Red Ears won 17-5, a season high for runs scored, tied at 18 hits in the game. Eight of them were doubles. There were eight singles, eight doubles, a triple, and a homer. Zach Deloach and Sam Haggerty each had four hits. Jake Shiner hit two doubles and a homer and drove in four runs. Everyone in the lineup had at least one hit. Everyone in the lineup scored at least one run. Eight of the nine drove in at least one run. So we'll see if that offense continues here today. On the roster, a little housekeeping item. Jose Rodriguez, right here, starting pitcher, has been removed from the Mariners' 40-man roster. He cleared waivers and was outrighted to the Red Ears, and he is listed as tomorrow's starting pitcher. Darren McCacken activated today, and Diego Castillo away from the team on personal business, but he'll be back soon. That's your roster update. We'll be back with the starting lineups after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's game for Tacoma, 42-42 on the year. Leading off, Sam Haggerty in left field. Mark Mathias bats second at second base. D.D. Gregorius hits third. He's shortstop in the cleanup spot. First baseman Jake Shiner. Brian O'Keefe DHs hitting sixth. His center fielder Adam Engel. Zach Deloach bats seventh in right field. Mason McCoy hits eighth. Rare start for him at third base. And hitting ninth and doing the catching, Pedro Severino on the mound. Aaron McCacken, 3-4, 6.56 ERA. Reno is 48-36 this year. The Diamondbacks AAA club managed by Blake Lally. They're going to lead off with Diego Castillo in left field. Buddy Kennedy hits second at second base. Paven Smith bats third in right field. Phillip Evans hits cleanup. He's at third base. Batting fifth, Tristan English, first base. Catcher is P.J. Higgins. Hitting seventh, shortstop Blaze Alexander. Ali Sanchez is the designated hitter, and batting ninth, center fielder Jorge Barrosa on the mound. Blake Walston umpires. Paul Clemens behind the plate. Mark Bass at first, and Cody Clark at third. That's it for the pregame show. First pitch coming up next.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we're about ready to start here in Reno. Blake Walston has finished his warm-up pitches. Sam Haggerty settles into the batter's box where he had four hits yesterday, boosting his average up to 292 on the season. First pitch of the game is swung on and fouled back, and we are underway here in Reno. Blake Walston, one of the Diamondbacks, pitching prospects of note, hasn't reached the big leagues yet. He's very young, just recently turned 22. 0-1 pitch to Haggerty. Bounced foul, third base side. 0-2 now. Walston in 79 and two-thirds innings this year has struck out 54 and walked 50. He's only allowed five homers, which is remarkable, pitching half of his games in this ballpark, which is a great home run hitter's park. Great park for any hitter, for that matter. There are not many qualified pitchers in the PCL to qualify for the ERA total, ERA title. It's now the 0-2 to Haggerty. Is lined to third and caught by the third baseman, Phillip Evans, and that's the first out of the game. Haggerty turned on that pitch and yanked it right to the third baseman. So one out, and now Mark Mathias will bat for Tacoma. There are only nine pitchers in this entire league who have pitched enough innings to qualify for the ERA title, which means that the standards need to be changed. But anyway, there are only nine officially qualified right now, and Walston is third best in the league in ERA. As he misses with a pitch outside to Mathias, there's ball one. This is Mathias' third game since joining the Rainiers. And he is 2-for-5 at the plate so far with three walks, and he takes the next pitch for a ball. Just recently claimed off waivers from the Pittsburgh Pirates. 2-0 pitch on its way, and it is taken for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Mathias. And the pitch is hit up the middle and throw into center field. A base hit for Mathias, and there's the Rainiers' first hit of this contest. A one-out single in the top of the first inning. Great hitters park here in Reno. The dimensions are big because we're at high elevation in the foothills of the Sierra Nevadas. 338 feet to the left field foul pole, 410 to left center, 424 to right center, and 340 feet to the right field foul pole. Didi Gregorius, the batter. He swings and hits one in the air to left field. Back is Castillo, and backpedaling towards the warning track, he makes the catch, and there's the second out in the top of the first inning. So two away, and now Jake Shiner is the batter. Shiner hitting .282 with 21 homers, 73 runs batted in. 967 OPS, had a big game here yesterday. Two doubles and a homer. Here's the pitch from Walston. And it is taken for a strike, 0-1. Rainiers facing the lefty Blake Walston. That was 0-1 pitch. Swung on, pulled towards third. Backhand pickup there by Evans. His throw to first is in time to get Shiner, and the inning is over. The Red Ears do not score in the top of the first inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors, and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Tacoma nothing. Reno coming to the plate.
Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. You find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Red Ears do not score at the top of the first, and now Reno comes to the plate in the bottom of the first inning, and on the mound for the Red Ears is the righty Darren McCacken, making his first start since June 29th. He spent a couple of days in the majors with Seattle during the San Francisco series early in the week, but didn't get into a game. Here's his first pitch to Diego Castillo, and it's called a strike, 0-1. Castillo hitting .353 with a homer, .454 on base percentage, third highest OBP in the league. The 0-1 from McCacken swung on and chopped foul on the third base side. And the count goes to 0-2. McCacken has made three starts against Reno this year, and he's pitched well against the Aces, posting a 3.12 ERA against this team. Here's the 0-2 to Castillo, and it is up high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. We're using the challenge system tonight for the balls and strikes. That means the human umpire, in this case Paul Clemens, is calling the balls and strikes, but the batter, the pitcher, or the catcher is allowed to challenge. So there's a pitch just outside. And if there is a challenge, then we go to the automated ball strike system for a final verdict. Once a team gets three challenges wrong, they are out of challenges for the rest of the game. 2-2 pitch to Castillo, high and inside, spins him backwards, and the count goes full, 3-2. McCacken in his last outing allowed 5 runs in 5 innings against Salt Lake. Was a little wild in that game. In fact, his last 2 starts, he's walked more than usual. 3-2 to Castillo is swung on and hit in the air towards left center. This is deep and back, and it is gone. A home run for Castillo as the ball hit a pillar behind the left field fence and bounced back onto the field of play, but the umpire said it was gone. So Diego Castillo, not known for his power at all, hits his 2nd home run of the season. And it's a leadoff shot at the bottom of the 1st inning, and Reno takes a 1-0 lead. Now Buddy Kennedy is the batter. Kennedy, right-hand batter. And McCacken's pitch is taken for a strike, going 1 the count. Yeah, the 0-1 pitching, the 0-1 pitch coming from McCacken, and it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate, 0-2. McCacken's working with Pedro Severino behind the plate. Defensively, the Red Ears have Jake Shiner at first, Mark Mathias at second, Didi Gregorius at shortstop, and Mason McCoy at third. Outfield is Sam Haggerty in left, Adam Engel in center, and Zach DeLoach in right. 0-2 pitch, hit in the air to shallow left field. Haggerty there, and he makes the catch. And one man is out at the bottom of the first. So Kennedy flies out to left. And now Paven Smith will be the hitter. Smith in his 13th AAA game this year, hitting 170. Left-hand batter. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to left. Haggerty on the run. He has to play it on a bounce. And Smith has a soft single the other way. And he's aboard with 1 out at the bottom of the 1st inning. So now Phillip Evans is the batter. Evans, right-hand hitter, batting 358, which leads the PCL. McCacken with the pitch, and it is a slider outside, ball one. Want to know the count? And the next pitch is a fastball poured in there for a strike, and that evens things up 1-1. Darren McCacken, the Mariners' 12th round draft pick in 2017 out of Long Beach State University. Here's his 1-1 pitch to Evans. And it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate, and that got a piece of Severino behind the dish, right off the shoulder. 1-2 the count to Evans. McCacken's ready. And the 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. Still a ball and 2 strikes. McCacken, 6'1", listed at 200 pounds. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Phillip Evans. And it's a fastball just barely outside and counts even 2-2. Evans, a very patient hitter, hard to strike out. Just 35 strikeouts this year and 329 plate appearances. Here's the 2-2 from McCacken. And it is swung on and popped up on the right side. Mathias, the second baseman, calls for it and makes the catch. And there's out number 2 in the bottom of the 1st inning. Phillip Evans pops up to the second baseman. And now Tristan English will be the hitter.
Tristan English.
Hitting .288, 7 homers in 42 games. .372 on base percentage, right-hand hitting first baseman. Smith leads from first, being held on by Shiner, and the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 on its way. And it's swung on and lined towards left. Haggerty on the move with a little leap. He makes the catch. And that is the final out of the inning. English with a liner to left field that Haggerty is able to track down. So one run for Reno on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the second inning of play. It is Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
One nothing Reno on the leadoff homer by Diego Castillo. And now the Red Ears come to the plate in the top of the second. Brian O'Keefe leads things off. He's DHing today. And the pitch from Blake Walston is swung on and chopped on a high hop to third. Charged and barehanded by Evans. His throw to first is in time for the out as the first baseman English had to leap into the air to catch it and then bring the tag down on O'Keefe. And first base umpire Mark Bass called O'Keefe out. And O'Keefe's arguing with Bass. And here comes John Russell out of the dugout as well. And O'Keefe is now headed into the dugout. He's not going to get ejected. John Russell might. Russell is discussing it with the first base umpire right now. And he was walking away, and then he turned around and went back for more. And Russell looks like he wants to go back into the dugout, but this conversation continues. And now the first base umpire, Mark Bass, is kind of backing off, and Russell's going into the dugout. All right. For a second, it looked like that was about to escalate, but it did not lead to an ejection. Russell back in the dugout. So O'Keefe out on a grounder to third. In the end, a pretty nice play by the first baseman, assuming he actually did tag him in time. First pitch to Adam Engel is in there for a strike, 0-1. Engel hitting .308 with four homers, .363 on base percentage. This is his 28th game since joining the Rainiers. A one pitch swing and a miss. Engel began the year with the Padres. They let him go in May, and the Mariners picked him up right away. And Engel in center field tonight. But he's behind in the count here. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. Still 0-2. Big crowd coming in here in Reno. It's another fireworks night here. They had the huge one on the 4th of July on Tuesday. We were here for that in the series opener, and they set a season attendance high and had the 7th largest crowd in stadium history here on Tuesday. As here's a foul out of play. It's not as packed tonight, but it is still a very good crowd here at Greater Nevada Field. No balls, two strikes to Adam Engel. And he grounds one to Evans at third, who fields it and slings it to first, and it's in time for the second out of the inning. So Engel rolls out to Phillip Evans at third base, two down. And now Zach Deloach is the batter. Deloach had four hits yesterday, which boosted his average up to .297 for the season. .401 on base percentage. The lefty, Blake Walston, with the pitch, and it's down low for a ball, 1-0. Walston now into his motion, and the 1-0 pitch inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Zach Deloach. Most of the right ears left-handed hitters got the night off tonight against the lefty Walston. So here's a swing and a foul tip. No Cade Marlowe. No Taylor Trammell. Deloach, however, he's in there, and he's actually hit well against left-handed pitching this year. Not as well as he has against righties, but still he's batting a solid .275 against lefties, and three of his 10 homers have come against southpaws. 2-1 pitch, outside, ball three. So Deloach out ahead in the count. Three balls, one strike. And the next pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes full, 3-2. So Deloach backs out of the batter's box for a moment. Now he steps in again. Payoff pitch coming. Swung on, hit in the air towards center, and Barossa angling towards left center makes the catch, and the inning is over. Right here's go in order. In the top of the second inning, three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the second, Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
1-0. Reno leads the right ears on the leadoff homer by Diego Castillo. In the first inning, we now go to the bottom of the second. P.J. Higgins, Blaze Alexander, and Ollie Sanchez due up for Reno against the Red Ears starting pitcher, Darren McCacken. So Higgins settles in, batting .329 with six homers, .417 on base percentage. right-hand batter. And McCacken with his pitch to Higgins, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Higgins doing the catching in this one. He spent half of last year in the big leagues with the Cubs as a reserve catcher. So now the 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike, 1-1. This year he's been with Reno all season. One ball, one strike. McCacken into his motion, and the pitch is swung on and lined to third and caught by McCoy. And there is the first out in the bottom of the second inning. So McCoy has a rocket hit to him at third, and he makes the play. McCoy appearing at third base for his first time this year. I asked him about it before the game, and he said he's hardly played third base at all in his career. There was a brief run when he was in AAA with the Orioles in 2021. So here's one inside for a ball to Alexander. He ended up playing seven games at third base for Norfolk that year. Last year he appeared in one game at third for the Rainiers, and this is his first time this year. Here's a high fly towards left center, not deep. Engel and Haggerty are both there, and Engel, the center fielder, makes the catch. Alexander is retired, and two men are gone in the bottom of the second inning. Ali Sanchez now the batter. He's hitting .305 with six homers in 38 games. And he's normally a catcher, but today he's the DH. One of Reno's top hitters got called up today. Dominic Canzone, never been in the big leagues before until now. So here's one call to strike. They also lost their flame-throwing reliever, Justin Martinez. He got called up as well. Reno a little short for this game in terms of numbers on the roster, as there's a pitch in for a strike to Sanchez. Just 11 position players, and their bullpen is short a man, but they'll be all right. No balls, two strikes to Sanchez, who called time, and he's just now getting reset in the batter's box. 0-2 pitch, slider outside, one ball, two strikes. Yeah, the 1-2 is coming. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider. Down goes Sanchez, and that closes out the bottom of the second inning. First strikeout of the night for Darren McCacken, and he retires the side in inning number two. We head to the third. Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the third inning. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing. Jorge Barrosa to lead things off. Correction. Mason McCoy to lead things off for the Rainiers. I listened to the PA guy. He announced the wrong hitter, and so did I. It's contagious. First pitch to McCoy is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. I'm going to start calling Mason Mr. Barossa. Well, here's a fly towards center. This is pretty well hit. And speaking of Barossa, he's going back. He's looking up, but it is gone. A home run to straightaway center field for Mason McCoy, right over the head of center fielder Jorge Barossa and over that center field wall. Mason McCoy with his 10th home run of the season, and the Red Ears have tied it up 1-1. So McCoy launches one to straightaway center. They announced it at 449 feet to straightaway center. Here's Pedro Severino, and he takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Severino hitting 109 for the Red Ears in 13 games. It's time for him to start heating up at the plate. He's a much better hitter than that. And he swings and misses at the next pitch. Counts even, 1-1. Severino has substantial major league time. 1-1 pitch, grounded foul on the third base side, and the count goes to 1-2. So Severino's behind at the count here, 1-2. Now the 1-2 coming, and it swung on and yanked down the left field line towards the corner, and it just barely goes foul. Severino nearly getting extra bases there. Still 1-2. He heads back to the batter's box now. Now this pitch is taken down low for a ball. So that home run, just the 6th allowed by Walston this year. He's really thrown well in home games, which is very odd for a Reno pitcher. They usually do better on the road because this is such a hitter's park. Because here's a swing and a miss by Severino, strike 3. First strikeout of the night for Walston, and now Sam Haggerty is the batter. In 8 starts here in Reno this year, Walston has a 2.61 ERA, and he had allowed only one homer in 38 innings in this ballpark this year coming into play today. Now it's 2 homers in 40 innings. Now Haggerty fouls one away. Strike 1 to Sam Haggerty, who lined out to third earlier. Now the 0-1 pitch is on its way, and this is pulled to left field and deep. Back is Castillo, and he's going to have to play it off the fence. Haggerty on his way to second, and he'll stop there with a 1-out double. So Sam Haggerty doubles off the wall in left field, continuing his hot hitting. Had 4 hits yesterday. He now has a 7-game hitting streak for Tacoma, and during the streak he has 13 hits and 31 at-bats. So Haggerty with a 1-out double, and now Mark Mathias is the batter. Mathias had a single in the first. He's 1-for-1. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike 1. Owen won the count to Mark Mathias. Just joined the Rainiers on this road trip. Hasn't even been to Cheney Stadium yet. There goes Haggerty to third. Pitches up high and no throw. Haggerty steals third unchallenged. So So he has his 10th steal in 11 tries with the Rainiers. That causes Reno to bring the infield in with one out. And an even count on Mathias. One ball, one strike. Here comes the pitch. And it is down low. Two balls, one strike. Curveball from Walston. Now the 2-1 pitch. Outside, ball three. So three balls, one strike. On deck for the Red Ears is D.D. Gregorius. Three-one pitch, swing and a miss, and the count is full, 3-2. Payoff pitch. High ball four, and Mathias draws the walk. He heads down to first base. Runners at first and third now with one out for Gregorius. He flied out to deep left field his first time up, and he'd take that again here. It would drive in a run. Here's the pitch from Walston, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one, and a throw down to second, and they get Mathias trying to steal. The shortstop, Alexander, putting the tag on. Mathias was on the move with the pitch, and the catcher, P.J. Higgins, threw him out. Well, that's the second out of the inning, and now the Red Ears are going to need a hit here from D.D. if they're going to take the lead. Pitch down low for a ball. There's always the possibility the Aces might make some sort of mistake to allow a runner to score from third with two outs, like a wild pitch or something along those lines. 1-1 pitch is outside and low. Two balls, one strike. Two-one coming. Eventually. Now Walston's ready. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss and a change. And the count's even, 2-2. Two-two coming. High ball three. Full count, three balls, two strikes. On deck is Shiner. Three-two pitch. Inside, ball four, and Gregorius draws the walk, so he'll head down to first base. And the Rainiers have runners at the corners again with two outs now for Jake Shiner. Shiner grounded out his first time up today. Shiner this year leads the Red Ears and is second in the league with 73 runs batted in. And one of the main reasons for that is his hitting with runners in scoring position. He's batting .343 in situations like this with runners in scoring position. Little conference on the mound for the Aces. Higgins, the catcher, went out to talk to Walston. The shortstop plays. Alexander decided to get involved in the talk as well. Runners at first and third with two outs. Shiner looks out towards this lefty. And the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. First pitch curveball. 74 mile per hour breaker with a big bend to it. Now Walston ready again. Here comes the 0-1 pitch, and it is down low. One ball, one strike. Rainier's trying to take the lead here in the top of the third inning. One pitch, check swing foul, and that'll make the count 1-2. So it is still 1-2. And the pitch is inside, and it hit him. It hit Shiner. And so he is on his way to first base. Gregorius takes second. Remaining at third is Haggerty. And Brian O'Keefe will bat with the bases loaded. O'Keefe hitting .247, 16 homers on the year. The pitch from Walston is outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is in there for a called strike, 1-1. Now the pitch in there for a called strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Next pitch, tap toward short. That's fielded by Alexander. He slings it to second base, and they get the force out there on Shiner, and that's the final out in the top of the third. So the Red Deers get one run, miss an opportunity to get more. There were two hits, no errors, and three runners left on base. And we go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tecumseh 1, Reno 1.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tecumseh. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We go to the bottom of the third. Tecumseh 1, Reno 1 is our score. Jorge Barrosa set to lead things off here for the Aces in the bottom of the third. Darren McCacken on the mound. He's retired 5 in a row. Barrosa had a big game at the plate yesterday, but it gets overlooked when his team loses 17-5. He tries to bunt one up the third baseline. Right here's have to let it roll, and it trickles foul. Strike one. That was going to work for a hit if it stayed fair, but it rolled foul. 0-1 the count. Barrosa, switch hitter, bats left. He's hitting .286 with 8 homers, 41 runs batted in. Hit his 8th homer yesterday. He stands in. And the pitch from McCacken is bounced up the middle. Over is Mathias. He fields it, throws to first in time for the out. And one man is gone. So Barossa bounces out to the second baseman. And the lineup turns over. Here comes Diego Castillo, who hit that leadoff homer in the first. Right-handed batter. And the pitch from McCacken is a fastball poured in there for a strike. Count was full when he homered in the first inning. 0-1 pitch, fastball at the D, strike two. Now the 0-2 breaking ball outside. Now a swing and a pop-up into shallow center. Back is Mathias in his angle. This is trouble, and Angle comes in and makes the grab, and there's the second out. Castillo retired on a shallow pop-up. Two down in the bottom of the third inning. And now Buddy Kennedy is the batter. Kennedy flew out to left field his first time up. And the pitch is a slider inside, ball one. Next pitch is hit in the air to shallow left, and Haggerty in, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. McCacken with another three up, three down inning. And he has retired eight straight hitters. We go to the fourth. It's Tacoma 1, Reno 1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, we go to the fourth. It is Tacoma 1, Reno 1. Rainiers will send Adam Engel, Zach Deloach, and Mason McCoy to the plate here at the top of the fourth against the young lefty Blake Walston. And Walston winds, and the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Engel is first time up, grounded out to third base, so he's 0-1. Now the 1-0 from Walston, swung on, bounced foul, 1-1. We'll take a look at what happened around the league yesterday. The top team in the second half standings has been Albuquerque after finishing dead last in the first half. They won at Oklahoma City last night, 9-7. Now the 1-1 pitch is inside. game was tied 7-7 after 8. And in the top of the ninth, one of the Isotopes' new players, outfielder Daniel Montano, hit a two-run single. They had a grand slam earlier in the game by another new player, Willie McIver. So this pitch misses for a ball, 3-1. A lot of roster turnover with Albuquerque after the last place finish with an anchor tied to it in the first half. And they're playing well right now, 7-2. As here's a foul down the right field line, out of play. 3-2 to Engel. Albuquerque 7-2 in the second half, and that includes taking 2 out of 3 so far on the road at Oklahoma City, which won the first half. Three-two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Engel, and one man is out. Albuquerque hasn't won anything in this league in a long time. I don't know their last playoff spot, playoff year off the top of my head, but it was a while ago. Zach Deloach, now the batter. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a miss, 1-1. Now there's one outside, 2-1. The last Albuquerque division title was 2012, says Wikipedia, which is never wrong. So the count is now even on Deloach. He swung and missed at a fastball. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Deloach, and Walston's pitch is swung on and fouled away, still 2-2. This pitch bounced to the right side, and that's fielded by Kennedy. Throw to first in time for the out, and Deloach is 0-2 now. Two down, and here comes Mason McCoy, who launched that long homer to straightaway center last inning for the Red Deer's lone run of this game thus far. We're in a 1-1 tie in the top of the fourth. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Well, that one's being challenged by the Topes. They thought it was a strike. So for the first time tonight, we're going to the automated system, and it was indeed a strike, so it's overturned, challenged by Reno. So they get the reversal, and the count's 0-1. On McCoy. Now a swing and a bouncer foul in the home plate area. 0-2 the count. McCoy now steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now the pitch in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. So 1 ball, 2 strikes to McCoy. And the pitch is grounded foul third baseline, and it hits the rolled up tarp down the third baseline here in Reno, something that we will not be needing in this series. Still one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. McCoy goes down swinging, and Walston bounces back with a three up, three down, top of the fourth. So the Red Ears go in order, and we are headed to the bottom of the fourth inning with the score, Tecoma 1, Reno 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fourth. Tecoma 1, Reno 1 is our score. Pavid Smith to lead things off for the Aces. Last man to reach base for them against Darren McCackett, who has retired 8 straight hitters. And the Rainiers righty starts him off with a breaking ball up and away, ball 1. So 1-0 the count. Next offering. Yeah. 2-0 pitch. Outside, ball 3. McCacken behind in the count here, 3-0. Pitch, Smith watching it all the way, and it's called a strike. Three-one pitch, called a strike on the inside edge, and now it's a full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Payoff pitch. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did, says the third base umpire, and Smith has struck out. Second strikeout for McCackett today. And now Phillip Evans is the hitter. We'll continue our look at what happened in the PCL games from last night. As the pitch is a swing and a miss, there's strike 1. Round Rock hammered Sugarland 11-3 in a game in which Sugarland had only 2 hits. And it was a Round Rock bullpen game, too. So now the 0-1 is taken down low for a ball. The Rainiers' next opponent, which it's going to be the 3-game homestand that starts a week from tonight at Cheney Stadium because of the All-Star break. Here's a big high hopper to the left side and over the infielders and into left, and Phillip Evans has a base hit. It is straight into the ground, and it took an enormous hop over McCoy at third and into left field. Marino hit right there. So Evans is on, and now Tristan English is the batter. The Raiders play Round Rock, a three-game series at home. The next home game's a week from tonight. And some of the guys who were hot for them last night in their 11-3 win, as here's McCacken with his pitch to English, and it is called a strike. Infielder Davis Wenzel was 3-for-5, hit his team-leading 17th homer, and he drove in four runs. Sam Huff currently with Round Rock. He had three hits and drove in two. He goes back and forth between AAA and the big leagues seemingly on a weekly basis. So now the next pitch is bounced foul, third base side. And Jonathan Ornelas hit a three-run homer for Round Rock yesterday. They're 5-4 in the second half. We'll see them on Friday in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. Can't wait to get home from hot Reno. Here's the 0-2 pitch on its way to English from McCacken, and it is swung on and fouled away. Also yesterday, Sacramento won big at Salt Lake, 13-6. Elliot Ramos doubled and homered and drove in four. David Villar, three hits and a homer. And Sacramento's new third baseman, Armando Alvarez, was 4-for-5 with three runs batted in. Oh, and 2 the count. And now time called. And one other game in El Paso. They had their second consecutive low-scoring game in El Paso last night. Here's the 0-2 to English, and it is hit in the air to right field, fairly deep. Back is Deloach at the track, and it is gone. The wind gave it a ride out of here. A wind-blown two-run homer for Tristan English, and Reno is back out in front, 3-1. We saw a Reno single, Phillip Evans hitting one straight into the hard dirt and having it bounce over the infielder's heads into the outfield for a single. And then we saw a Reno homer, Tristan English lofting a fly ball to right field and letting the wind to do the rest of the work for his eighth homer of the season. Now P.J. Higgins the batter. And McCacken with the pitch, and it is taken up and in for a ball, 1-0. On Wednesday night, El Paso and Vegas played a 2-1 game, which was the lowest scoring game I can recall in El Paso in a long time. So there's a bouncer foul. They had another low scoring game yesterday. Vegas won it 4-2. It was two of the top young left-handed pitching prospects in this league going head-to-head. Kyle Muller for Las Vegas, Ryan Weathers for El Paso. Weathers struck out 10 and allowed just one run in six innings. Here's one up and into Higgins. Muller went six innings, allowed two runs. But Vegas won the game in the late innings. Next pitch inside for a ball to Higgins. It's 3-1. One out, no one on. Three balls and a strike to Higgins. McCacken with his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss and a slider, and the count goes full. Vegas's top offensive player was called up today. Cody Thomas leads the league and runs batted in with 79. Got his first major league call-up to Oakland today. 3-2 to Higgins. Grounded foul, third base side. Still 3-2. On deck for Reno is Blaze Alexander. Payoff pitch coming again to Higgins, and it is swung on and fouled off again. Still three balls, two strikes. And the payoff is grounded to third. And there's McCoy to glove it, and he tosses it to first for the out. Higgins is retired, and two men are gone in the bottom of the fourth inning. So Higgins bounces out to third base, and now Blaze Alexander is the batter. He flied out to center field earlier, 0 for 1. And he swings and hits a little roller up the middle. Gregorius has it, throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. Alexander with a soft bouncer to shortstop that D.D. Gregorius charged and turned into an out. But the Aces take the lead on the wind-aided homer. Two runs on two hits. There were no errors, no one left. We go to the fifth. It is Reno 3, Tacoma 1.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Well, we go to the fifth inning. It is Reno 3, Tacoma 1. Pedro Severino to start things off against Blake Walston, and he takes the first pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. Next offering from the lefty Walston is a swing and a miss. There, strike two. Walston's allowed only three hits. The Red Deers had a solo homer from McCoy in the third. And then after that, with one out, Haggerty doubled and stole third. He was at third with one out, and the Red Deers were not able to get him in. Here's a swing and a grounder to short. That's fielded by Alexander. Throw to first in time for the out. One away in the top of the fifth. And now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Mariners cruising right now. They lead the Astros 9-1 in the ninth inning in Houston. Mariners trying to make it back-to-back wins over the Stros to open that four-game series. Here's one outside. I mean, if you win today, you guarantee a split with two games to go. And assuming they win that game, and, you know, it's a pretty big lead. That's not Reno. That's Houston. Eight runs should be safe. So the 1-0 is inside for a ball. If they hang on and win that, the M's will have won six of their last seven games. Two and 0 now to Haggerty. And the pitch is bounced foul, third base side. 2-1 now. Haggerty doubled off the left field fence in the third. Extended his hitting streak to seven straight. Two-one pitch outside, ball three. Throw 3-1 delivery. Swing and a miss, and the count goes full, 3-2. So the payoff is coming from Walston. And the pitch is swung on and popped up, foul, might be playable. Higgins over, and he can't get it. Right in front of the Reno dugout, the near end, the home plate end, and he was reaching over the head of the Aces hitting coach, Mark Reed, who was leaning on the railing there, and Higgins just missed it. So still 3-2 to Haggerty. Walston with the pitch, and it is high ball 4, and Haggerty draws a one-out walk. So he heads down to first base and immediately becomes a threat to try to steal. And Mark Mathias comes to the plate. Mathias has singled and walked so far. And now the pitch misses and a snap throw to first, and Haggerty is back in. Now the 1-0, swing at a foul tip. Count goes to 1-1. Coming. No, a sling style pickoff move to first base, and back in is Haggerty, who's already stolen one base today. Now the 1-1 pitch down low for a ball, and the count goes to 2-1. So 2-1 now. And the pitch is swung on and bounced towards third. That's fielded by Evans. He goes to second for one, on to first in time for two. Reno turns a double play. Evans to Kennedy to English, and that wraps up the top of the fifth inning. And around the horn, double play. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Reno 3, Tacoma 1.
Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Reno leads 3-1. Ali Sanchez, the batter. And the pitch from Darren McCacken is a slider for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is a fastball called a strike. 0-2. So the 0-2 pitch is a slider low. McCacken struck out Sanchez with a slider in the second inning. Sanchez calls time and steps out. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it is lined to first and caught by Shiner, who was positioned perfectly well off the bag and had it hit right to him. And so there's the first out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Sanchez lines out to the first baseman. And now Jorge Barrosa will be the batter. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Next delivery misses for a ball. One ball, one strike to Barrosa. Young outfielder for Reno, just 22 years old. He takes a pitch up and away for a ball. This pitch is a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch from McCacken. His changeup. 2-2 now. Sun's starting to set, or well, getting there anyway. We still have a few streaks of sunlight on the diamond, but mostly under shadow at this time. The lights are on now in Reno. 2-2 pitch up and away, ball three. Full count. Wind still blowing out towards right field. It's already impacted this game. 3-2 pitch on its way, and it is swung on, hit in the air to left center. Not deep. Lining it up is Engel, and the center fielder makes the catch. Two men are gone. So Barrosa flies out to center. And now Diego Castillo is the batter. Castillo homered in the first inning. A leadoff homer for Reno, just his second of the year on a full count pitch. And the pitch here is inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Now this one is outside. 2-0. Next pitch will be number 70 on the game for McCacken. The 2-0 to Castillo is hit in the air to left field. He might have another one. Back this goes, and it is gone. Diego Castillo had just one home run this year in 307 plate appearances prior to today. And he has gone deep twice in this contest. And this one here at the bottom of the fifth inning gives Reno a 4-1 lead. Where is this power suddenly coming from? Now Buddy Kennedy is the batter. He's 0-2 with two flyouts so far. And the pitch from McCacken is hit in the air towards right, and there's Deloach to haul it in, and that's the final out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Kennedy lines out to right. But Reno tacks on a run on another homer by Diego Castillo. One run on one hit. No one left. We go to the sixth. It is Reno 4, Tacoba 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the sixth inning. It is Reno 4, Tacoma 1. Rainiers hoping to get the offense going here. They've got D.D. Gregorius, Jake Shiner, and Brian O'Keefe coming to the plate at the top of the sixth inning against the left-hander Blake Walston. Walston has thrown 83 pitches, so he's nearing his end of duty tonight as his first pitch to Gregorius is up high for a ball 1-0. Walston, just 22 years old. They're not going to run him up over 100 pitches, I don't believe. There's the pitch now, and it swung on and popped up foul and out of play. And the count's even now to Gregorius. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 coming to Gregorius from Walston, and it is down low. Two balls, one strike to the veteran infielder, former Diamondback and Yankee and Philadelphia Philly. 2-1 pitch is popped up in the air, foul on the third base side, and out of play. And about the fourth row. So two balls, two strikes. Two coming. And it's hit sharply into right center field. A base hit and possibly more for Gregorius. He's trying to stretch it. On his way to second, he'll make it there with a head-first dive. D.D. Gregorius with a leadoff double in the top of the sixth inning. A rocket low to the ground into right center field. So Gregorius with his second double in eight games with the Red Ears. And now Jake Shiner is the batter. Shiner has grounded out and been hit by a pitch, so 0-for-1 in this game. And Walston's pitch is an off-speed delivery over for a called strike, 0-1. Oh, 1 pitch. Swing and a foul back. 0-2. This series continues with the night game tomorrow, followed by the day game on Sunday. And then we're into the All-Star break for 4 days. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And it is down low for a ball. 1-2. Rainiers are starting Jose Rodriguez tomorrow night against Reno's Slade Ciccone, who's had a couple good starts in a row for Reno, although the Rainiers have really hit him hard this year. It'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. 1-2 pitch is hit in the air down the right field line, slicing towards the corner, and it hits the foul pole. That's a homer. A two-run shot for Jake Shiner down the right field line. It clanged into that metal foul pole. His 22nd homer of the year, and the Red Ears make it a 4-3 ball game. Shiner going the other way. 22 homers and 75 runs batted in on the year now for Shiner. And he makes it a one-run game here in the top of the sixth inning. Walston has not allowed home runs often this year, but the Red Ears have hit two against him tonight. And the pitch to O'Keefe is fouled back. Shiner is now just one homer behind the league co-leaders, Joe Adell and Trey Cabbage from Salt Lake. Adell no longer with Salt Lake. He got called up by the Angels the other day when Trout got injured. So here's a pitch in for a strike to O'Keefe. 0-2 now. Walston into his motion, and the 0-2 pitch is low. One ball, two strikes.
Now throwing the Reno Aces bullpen, number 39, Joe Mantiply. 39, Joe Mantiply, now throwing the Reno Aces.
1-2 pitch is hit high in the air and deep to left field. Castillo over at the track, and he's going to have to play it off the wall, and O'Keefe will end up at second base with a double. And the Rainiers have the tying runner in scoring position with no one out at the top of the sixth. And now Adam Engel is the batter. And Reno has bullpen activity with Joe Mantiply warming up. Walston is at 96 pitches now. And here comes the skipper, Blake Lolly. And he is signaling to the umpire that he wants to make a pitching change. So Mantiply is coming in from the pen. Walston is done. He was really sharp for five innings today, but the Red Ears have gotten to him here in the sixth. Walston does leave with a lead for the moment anyway. We'll take a break for this pitching change. It's Reno 4, Tacoma 3.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We're at the top of the sixth inning. It's Reno 4, Tacoma 3. And the new pitcher for the Aces is Joe Mantiply. National League All-Star last year. Finds himself optioned to AAA Reno this year. He'll face Adam Engel. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Rainiers have the tying runner O'Keefe at second base with nobody out. And the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, there's strike two. Walston went 5-plus innings, allowed 6 hits, 3 runs all earned. He's responsible for the man at second base. Walston walked 3 and struck out 3. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Mantiply to Engel, and it's bounced foul into the Reno dugout. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Now the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with a fastball, and there's the first out in the sixth inning. Engel strikes out swinging. So one out, and now Zach Deloach will be the hitter. Deloach has flied out and grounded out so far, 0 for 2. Now the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0 to Deloach. Well, every run in this game has scored on a homer. That's going to change. 1-0 pitch outside for a ball. Pickoff throw to second, and back in with a dive is O'Keefe. P.J. Higgins firing down to the shortstop, plays Alexander, but O'Keefe able to dive back in there safely. Here's the 2-0 now, and it is outside, ball 3. On deck is Mason McCoy. Pitch called a strike. Deloach was taking there all the way. 3-1. Mantiply in his fifth appearance for Reno, 1-0 with a 6.75 ERA. He's allowed 3 earned runs in 4 innings. 3-1 pitch is fouled off on the third base side, out of play. Full count, 3-2. So full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the payoff pitch is hit in the air towards center, and it's caught by Barossa. And that's the second out of the inning. Deloach flies out to center field. 2 away for Mason McCoy, who homered in the third to straightaway center field, struck out in the fourth, so he's 1-for-2. Now the pitch is down and in for a ball to McCoy, 1-0. Next pitch misses for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch grounded to third. That's scooped up by Evans. Drops it, picks it up, throws to first on a bounce, but it's reeled in by English for the putout. And McCoy is retired, and that does it for Tacoma in the top of the sixth. The 2-run score on 3 hits, including Jake Shiner's 22nd home run of the season. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning with the score, Reno 4, Tacoma 3.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Reno 4, Tacoma 3 is our score. Darren McCacken on the mound. He'll face Pavin Smith, Philip Evans, and Tristan English, the 3-4 and 5 hitters for the Aces. First pitch to Pavin Smith is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Pavin from a long line of pavers. Probably not. 1-0 pitch. Is in there for a called strike, 1-1. David Smith from Jupiter, Florida. Now a swing and a little flare into center that's going to drop in for a base hit. A soft liner for Smith, his second hit of this game. A leadoff single in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Philip Evans is the batter. Evans is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. This next pitch will be pitch number 75 for McCacken. And he fires, and this is down. Oh, called a strike at the bottom of the zone, and Evans immediately asks for a challenge. He thought that pitch was low and away, so we'll go to the automated ball strike system, see what it has to say, and it says that was indeed a strike. It caught the very bottom edge of the zone on the outside corner. Really nice location for McCacken. So Reno loses its first challenge. They have two left. Rainiers haven't challenged anything in this game yet. We've only seen two challenges total in the sixth inning. That's means the umpire's having a nice game. Well, here's a drive into the left field corner, and it's going to take a couple of bounces and roll towards the fence. Coming around third is Smith. He'll stop there as Haggerty gets it back in. A double for Philip Evans, perfectly placed down the left field line. And the Aces have runners at second and third with nobody out for Tristan English. They hit a wind-aided two-run homer to right in the fourth. And English is 1-for-2 in this game. There's the pitch with the infield in, and it's foul tipped for strike one. No action in the Red Ears bullpen, but the guys are starting to stretch and mill around and loosen up and get ready for that first call for someone to start warming up. Now McCacken with the 0-1 pitch on its way to English, and it's a slider outside, 1-ball, 1-strike. Here comes the 1-1. Swung on and pulled on one hop to short. Gregorius has it, freezes the runner at third, and throws out English at first. And one man's out of the sixth. Nice play by D.D. Gregorius at shortstop with the infield drawn in. One away, and now P.J. Higgins is the batter. Higgins is 0 for 2 with a line out and a ground out. Infield still drawn in. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Close game, Reno 4, Tacoma 3. We're in the bottom of the sixth. The ace is threatening, though. 1-0 pitch in there for a called strike. Fastball from McCacken, 90 on the gun. 1-1 now to P.J. Higgins. Down the line from third is Smith. Evans from second. The 1-1 pitch is popped up into shallow center. Engel coming in, still coming in, makes the catch. Smith tags, he's going for it. Engel's throw to the plate is in time. They got him. An inning-ending double play. Couldn't believe Smith decided to tag and score. Adam Engel with a perfect one-hop throw to Pedro Severino, who put the tag on Pavin Smith. It's an inning-ending double play, and Reno does not score in the sixth, despite having runners at second and third with no one out of the inning. No runs, two hits, and no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It is Reno 4, Tacoma 3.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, we go to the seventh inning, one run ball game here. It is Reno 4, Tacoma 3. New pitcher for the Aces, and it's a former right here. And former major leaguer with the San Diego Padres, Nabil Crismat. Just recently acquired by the Arizona Diamondbacks on a minor league deal, and Crismat is appearing in his third game for Reno. He's allowed one run in three innings so far. Crismat, right-hander from Colombia, played for the Red Ears in 2019. And if you had told me that he was going to have two good years in the big leagues after what we saw in 2019 with Tacoma, I would have told you that you're crazy. He had a tough time with the Red Ears in 2019. His first pitch to Severino is outside. But to his credit, he fixed something. So here's a liner to third and caught by Evans, and there's the first out of the fifth inning. And Crismat had good years in the Padres bullpen in 21 and 22. Well, Severino lines out, and now Sam Haggerty is the batter. Switch hitter bats left, and the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 in for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Now breaking ball outside. Two balls, one strike to Haggerty. Now a swing and an end to the bat liner the other way into left field, and Haggerty has his second hit of the game. He's trying to stretch it into two. He's hustling in there, and he makes it to second base ahead of the throw from Diego Castillo, and it's a one-out double for Sam Haggerty. So he has two doubles and a walk today. Haggerty now with 14 hits in his last 32 at-bats. He's been hot. This is the kind of stretch he needed to get back and on track offensively after spending the first 2 months of the season on the Mariners bench hardly ever getting to hit. Now the pitch to Mark Mathias is taken up and in for a ball, 1-0. Mathias has singled, walked, and grounded into a double play. He's 1-for-2. 1-0 pitch is outside. Two balls, no strikes. So the tying runner at second.
7-0-8-7 for tonight's attendance.
Two balls, no strikes to Mathias. And the pitch is up and in, ball three. Here comes the 3-0, and it's fouled away. So, 3-1. Now a swing and a foul, and the count goes full, 3-2. Mariners game went final. They beat the Astros 10-1. Now the 3-2 pitch is swung on and popped up in the air to shallow center. Back goes Kennedy, and he is bumped into but makes the catch for the second out here in the top of the seventh inning. And so Mathias retired, and two men are gone. And now D.D. Gregorius is the batter. Gregorius has doubled and walked in this one, and he scored a run, 1-for-2. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Mariners had 13 hits today in Houston. Julio Rodriguez, two hits, two runs batted in. Ty France, a couple of hits. So here's one up high to Gregorius. But most of the production was at the bottom of the order. Kelnick had two hits and scored two runs. Colton Wong, two hits, two runs batted in, and Mike Ford, 3-for-3 with a double and a homer and four runs batted in. Gregorius hits one foul on the third base side out of play. Ford's batting average for the Mariners is up to .282. He also drew two walks today and reached base five times. Mariners jumped on Hunter Brown and reliever Phil Maton. Series one down low for a ball, 2-2, and that was during a 9-run rally in the fourth inning. Two balls, two strikes to D.D. Gregorius with a tying runner at second and two outs, and he swings and pulls one just foul down the first baseline. And it is still 2-2. Colin Moran coaching first base for the Red Hairs right now, trying to convince people that was a fair ball. And no one's believing him. 2-2 pitch, bounced foul first base side. Still two balls, two strikes to Gregorius. Now the 2-2 is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Gregorius. They got him with an off-speed pitch, and the Red Ears leave a man stranded in scoring position. No runs on a hit, one left. We've reached the seventh inning stretch. It's Reno 4, Tacoma 3.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Just at the seventh inning stretch here in Reno. Our score, Reno 4, Tacoma 3. Darren McCacken has been in there since the start for the Red Ears tonight, and he's staying in there with a pitch count of 82 through six innings. Here in the seventh, they'll face Blaze Alexander, Ali Sanchez, and Jorge Barrosa. Alexander's 0 for 2 so far today. And McCacken ready to go. Here's his first pitch, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards right center. Struck well, angle over, and he has time to get there, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Alexander lines out to center. And now Ali Sanchez is the batter. Sanchez is 0 for 2 today with a strikeout and a lineout. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. You know, the last time McCacken pitched here in Reno, he pitched a complete game. It was that bizarre night, as here's a soft little flare, and it's caught by a diving D.D. Gregorius at shortstop for the second out here in the top, in the bottom of the seventh. And the Red Ears defensive wizard at third, Mason McCoy, playing third base for his first time this year, Gold Glove caliber shortstop. He looked at Didi and gave him a cheer. He's clapping his hands, saying, "Great play." Two down in the bottom of the seventh inning. And now Jorge Barrosa will be the batter. The last time McCacken pitched here was June 10th. That was the night that we had the long rain delay before the game began. As now a liner to left, will it hang up? And yes, it does. Haggerty makes a running catch, and there's the final out in the bottom of the seventh inning. And I think that was just a five-pitch inning for Darren McCacken. Three up, three down, and we go now to the eighth inning of play with the score, Reno 4, Tacoma 3.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Well, we go to the eighth inning, and Tacoma trailing Reno 4-3. It's been a pitcher's kind of night here in Reno, despite windy conditions and the ball flying out of the ballpark. We've seen five homers in this game. Every run in this game has scored on a home run. As the first pitch from Nabil Chrismat to Jake Shiner is a curveball that drops in there for a strike. Chrismat pitched a scoreless seventh. Shiner hit a two-run homer in the sixth. And he takes the next pitch down low. One ball, one strike. Shiner now with 22 homers on the year, a career high for him. With still almost three full months of baseball left to be played. Here's a swing and a miss now. And Shiner's behind in the count, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Jake Shiner. And the pitch from Chrismat is inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now this one misses. Ball three. Full count to Shiner leading off the eighth. Three-two pitch, inside, ball four, and Shiner has a leadoff walk here in the eighth, and the Red Ears get the tying runner on base for Brian O'Keefe. So Jake Shiner draws the free pass, his 52nd walk drawn this year. He ties his own teammate to Cooper Hubbell for fourth in the league and walks drawn. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled away by O'Keefe. There's strike one. Next pitch from Chrismat is taken up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the pitch is hit well towards center field. Going back is Barossa, but O'Keefe is watching this one, and it hits high off the wall and is a live ball. O'Keefe thought it was a homer. Shiner has scored all the way from first base. O'Keefe ends up at second. He thought it hit a homer. He's looking around saying, hey, that hit above the fence and bounced back, and here comes John Russell out of the dugout. He is going to argue that it hit something beyond the fence and bounced back onto the field of play. And so Russell first stopped to talk to the plate umpire, Paul Clemens, but now he's moving out to speak with Cody Clark, the third base umpire, who's the umpire who called it a live ball. Worst case scenario, it's a game-tying RBI double, but the Raiders think it was a homer. O'Keefe is talking to Buddy Kennedy about it at second base while Russell is talking to the umpire. And he did get the umpires to gather and discuss it. So the three umpires are now meeting to the left of the mound. If they overturn this, Blake Lawley is going to go ballistic. Hopefully they will, just for that entertainment value. Plus it would give the Rainiers the lead. So the umpires discussing it privately. Russell has stepped away. They'll let them have their discussion. And they are continuing to speak, and they have decided on the original call. They say it hit the fence. So a double for O'Keefe. It ties the game. It is 4-4. And now Adam Engel is the batter. And the pitch is fouled away. That is strike one. So 0-1 the count to Engel. Now Chris Matt with his next pitch, and it is taken inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. We're going to start running through our Major League scoreboard because fireworks night in Reno means we have a very short post-game show. There's no way to close a window or muffle the sound from the fireworks. There's a strike to Engel, 1-2. And they don't usually waste much time between the end of the game and the start of the fireworks show here either. Next pitch, swing and a miss. That is strike three, and Engel has struck out, one away. And now Zach DeLoach is the hitter. So some big league finals in the American League. Toronto beat Detroit 12-2. All-star Whit Merrifield had four runs batted in. But the big story there was Alek Manoah returned from his time working in the minors to try to regain his form, as there's a pitch in for a strike to DeLoach. And he allowed just one earned run in six innings at Detroit today and got the win. Now the 0-1 pitch coming to DeLoach, and it is swung out and popped up a foul third base side. Evans down the line. He has room and makes the catch for the second out at the top of the eighth inning. And now Mason McCoy is the hitter. Cleveland shut out Kansas City 3-0 behind Aaron Civale's seven scoreless innings with a season-high nine strikeouts. The Red Sox scored five runs in the second inning and rolled to a 7-3 win over Oakland. Here's the pitch now to Mason McCoy, and it's a curve for a strike. And one other American League game, Baltimore in 10 innings beat the Twins 3-1. Ramon Urias with the go-ahead RBI double in the 10th. 0-1 to McCoy, inside. One ball, one strike. Luis Frias is warming up for Reno. The Red Ears have a right-hander who is just beginning to throw. Now the 1-1 is low for a ball to McCoy. In interleague games, the Braves beat the Rays 2-1. Two teams with the best record in the big leagues right now. Sean Murphy hit a two-run homer, and Charlie Morton pitched into the seventh inning against one of his former teams. So the 2-1 pitch is outside, ball three. The Rays are reeling for the first time this year. They've lost six in a row. Just got swept at home by the Phillies, and now the Braves roll in and win the opener. 3-1 pitch is hit high and deep down the left field line, and it is in the corner, and it is a foul ball. Home run distance, but foul. Another interleague game. Texas beat the Nationals 7-2 in D.C. Cody Bradford, a PCL starter, in the first half. He got his first major league win for Texas, who had homers from Adolis Garcia and Corey Seager. Next pitch, check swing. He held up in time. The pitch was up high, ball four. McCoy heads down to first base. And there are two on with two out for Pedro Severino, who lined out to third his last time up and is 0 for 3 today. Conference on the mound now. The catcher going out to talk to the right-hander, Chris Mann. We'll see if Blake Lawley makes a move here and gets Frias into the game. Yep, here he comes. So Lawley was just trying to buy some time for Frias to get a few more warm-ups in the bullpen. And now he's out to the mound and making the call. And he's going to get one of his flamethrowers in there. So Luis Frias will be coming in from the pen to pitch to Severino with two on and two out here at the top of the eighth inning. We'll take a break for this pitching change with the score. Tacoma 4, Reno 4.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
We're in the top of the eighth inning. The Red Ears have tied it up 4-4. They have runners at first and second with two outs. Pedro Severino coming to the plate. Reno has brought in the hard-throwing righty Luis Frias, who is having an outstanding season for the Aces. 3-0 with a 1.71 ERA. This is his 22nd appearance from their bullpen. And his first pitch to Severino is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Right here's looking for a big hit. They have not had the lead at any point tonight. They just tied it up on O'Keefe's RBI double that they thought might have been a homer, but was ruled a double. The 1-0 pitch is high. Two balls, no strikes. Frias works with a fastball that runs from 97 to 100 miles per hour. Here's the 2-0, and it is low for a ball. Three balls, no strikes to Severino. The Red Ears have Haggerty on deck. A walk would load him up for Sam. O'Keefe at second, Dan McCoy at first. 3-0 pitch is inside, ball four. A four-pitch walk to Pedro Severino, and that loads him up for Haggerty. O'Keefe takes third. McCoy to second. Severino draws the walk. And Haggerty's been hot, and he has two more hits tonight, both of which are doubles. He's 2 for 3. The time he made an out, he had a liner that was caught. He's also drawn a walk tonight. Switch hitter bats left. And the pitch is swung on and lined into right field. There's a base hit down the line heading towards the corner. O'Keefe scores. McCoy scores. Severino's going to stop at third. It's a two-run double for Sam Haggerty, his third double of the game. And for the first time tonight, the Red Ears have the lead. It's Tacoma 6, Reno 4. Sam Haggerty turned on a 95-mile-per-hour fastball and pulled it down the right field line. And now Mark Mathias will bat with two runners in scoring position and two outs in the eighth. And the pitch is a fastball in there for a called strike. All three runs that have scored this inning charged to Chris Matt. Closed the books on him. 1 2/3 innings, two hits, three runs, two walks, two strikeouts. 0-1 pitch is outside. 1-1 to Mathias. One pitch coming, and it is a check swing, and that's a strike, whether he went around or not. 1-2. Mathias back in there, looking out towards Frias, kind of windmilling the bat a little bit. Here we go, the 1-2 pitch is on its way, and that is a fastball down low. Two balls, two strikes. So 2-2 the count. And the pitch is low and away, ball three. Frias having trouble locating here. He's walked one here, but even with the walk to Severino, he's walked only five batters in 26 and a third innings this year. It's gone to a full count now on Mark Mathias. 3-2 pitch, low, ball four. And that loads the bases. Mathias heads down to first. And the bases are loaded for D.D. Gregorius, who is 1-for-3 with a double and a walk today. Now here's the first pitch to Gregorius, and it is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Right here's looking to open up a bigger lead here. The pitch is up and away. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the first base side. So 1-2 the count. And this pitch misses for a ball, and it briefly rolls away from the catcher, but not far enough away for any advancement. Pitch is taken for ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Base is loaded. Nowhere to put him. Here we go. Frias with the payoff pitch, and it is low, ball four. He walked him, and that forces in Severino. He scores. Haggerty to third. Mathias takes second. D.D. Gregorius with the bases loaded walk, and it is 7-4 Red Ears. And now Jake Shiner will bat for his second time this inning. He began this inning with a leadoff walk. And speaking of walks, the pitching coach for the Aces, Doug Drabeck, is on his way out to the mound to talk things over with Frias, who has not had control lapses like this season. So a big meeting on the mound now. Shiner with a chance to turn this into a healthy lead for the Red Ears. Bases loaded, two outs. They already lead by three, 7-4. First pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. And that pitch has been challenged by Jake Shiner. So we go to the automated system, and it was indeed a strike. So the Red Ears lose the challenge. And the next pitch is in there for a strike. No one, two now. Haggerty at third, Mathias at second, and Gregorius at first. The 0-2 pitch is outside of the dirt, and it skips through to the backstop. And breaking home is Haggerty, and he scores the Red Ears' fifth run of this inning, and the Red Ears now lead it 8-4. And Mathias took third, and Gregorius moved up to second on the wild pitch. So another run comes in. And Tacoma with a big rally here, and it's happened with only two hits. Wildness has just been a huge factor. There have been five walks this inning, and now a wild pitch, and now a swinging strike three, and that does it for Shiner, and it wraps up the top of the eighth inning. But the Red Ears have the big inning they were looking for. Five-run score at the top of the eighth inning on just two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is Tacoma 8, Reno 4.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High-Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High-Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 8, Reno 4. And the Aces have the top of the order coming up, beginning with Diego Castillo, who has hit two solo homers today after hitting just one the entire season prior to today. And the first pitch to him from McCacken is in there for a strike. McCacken still going here in the eighth. That was his 88th pitch. They've had Ryder Ryan warming up in the pen. 0-1 pitch to Castillo is fouled away. There's strike two. So 0-2 the count. McCacken was at 82 pitches through six innings, and then in the bottom of the seventh, he retired the side on five pitches. So here he is in the eighth. The 0-2 to Castillo is popped up foul behind the plate, and that's going to get out of play into the seats. Ball's bouncing all over the place, and that guy caught it on the rebound. That's how you want to get a foul ball, on the rebound. Unless you brought your glove. Then you could just glove it on the fly. 0-2 pitch. And it's a fastball called. Strike three on the outside edge, and Castillo immediately challenges. He might win this one. We'll see. We go to the automated system, and it was outside. Reno wins the challenge. So 1-2 the count to Castillo. Now McCacken's ready. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three, and that'll take care of him. And there's the first out in the bottom of the eighth inning. McCacken gets a little revenge for the homers earlier. That's his third strikeout of this game. One out for Buddy Kennedy, who's 0-3. Kennedy has a long streak on the line here. He has reached base in 41 consecutive games, but not yet in this one. And McCacken's pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. First pitch slider from McCacken. Now the 0-1 on its way. And it swung on and fouled out of play. Count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Kennedy on three pitches, and McCacken has back-to-back strikeouts in the bottom of the eighth. And now Paven Smith is the hitter. Smith's 2-for-3 with a couple of singles. Here's the pitch, and it is down low for a ball, 1-0. Pitch coming. Off-speed pitch outside. Two balls, no strikes. What a half-hearted attempt at starting the wave here in Reno. My gosh. Oh, now it's picking up some steam. Here's one inside for a ball. 7,087 the attendance tonight in Reno. Right here's they're challenging this last pitch that was called outside. And it was indeed a ball. So the Rainiers lose their second challenge. The Rainiers are 0-2 on challenges this evening. 3-0 the count to Smith with two away in the eighth. And the pitch is called a strike, and now it's 3-1. The 3-1 pitch. Outside, ball four. It's a two-out walk. And McCacken has issued his first walk of the night. And it comes with two outs in the eighth inning. And it was his 100th and final pitch of the night as well. John Russell's on his way out to the mound, and he's going to make the call to the bullpen here. Great game for Darren McCacken here in Reno, and he's got a chance to get a win if the Red Ears bullpen can close this out. We'll take a break for the pitching change with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. And our score is Tacoma 8, Reno 4.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Two outs at the bottom of the eighth inning. Our score is Tacoma 8, Reno 4. Aces have a runner at first base. And Phillip Evans coming up. The Red Ears bring in Ryder Ryan from the bullpen. Ryan in his 25th appearance, 3-2 with a 3.98 ERA in 31 and two-thirds innings. Here's his first pitch to Phillip Evans, and it's inside and turns him away. That's ball one. McCacken went 7 2/3 innings, allowed 7 hits, 4 runs all earned, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. He is responsible for the runner at first. Now the 1-0 on its way to Evans, and it is low for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. So Ryan set, and here's his 2-0 pitch, and it's a fastball called a strike, 2-1. Two-one pitch coming, and this is a fastball in there for a strike, and the count's even, 2-2. And Evans is challenging that. He thought it was low. And we'll go to the automated system. It was indeed a strike. It caught the very bottom of the zone, so that is Reno's second lost challenge. Each team has lost two challenges then and has just one left. If you're wrong from this point forward, your team is done challenging for the night. Here's the 2-2 on its way to Evans. And it's a swing and a liner foul on the first base side. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. So 2-2 to Phillip Evans. Ryan trying to put him away. He's ready, and here comes his pitch. And it's swung on and hit foul down the right field line. Still 2-2. More on our Major League scoreboard. Cubs shut out the Yankees in New York 3-0. As Jameson Taillon, facing his former team, pitched 8 shutout innings of one-hit ball. Here's the 2-2, and it is hit in the air to center. Going back is Engel. He has plenty of time to get there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Evans flies to center, and that does it for Reno in the bottom of the eighth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left. We go to the ninth inning of play with the score, Tacoma 8, Reno 4.
A
Closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. ProVac CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, ProVac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, we go to the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 8, Reno 4. And the Rainiers know that insurance runs are always a good idea in Reno. Leading things off will be Brian O'Keefe. He'll be followed by Adam Engel and Zach Deloach. O'Keefe hit an RBI double last inning that should have been a homer. We have now seen the video. So now the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. The ball hit the top of the wall, then it bounced and hit some sort of low fence behind the outfield wall, hit that and bounced onto the field of play. As there's one outside for a ball, 2-0. And unless there's a specific ground rule about that here in Reno, that should be a homer because it hit an object behind the outfield fence after hitting the top of it. 2-0 pitch. Outside ball 3. So 3-0 the count. Frias walked 3 of the 5 batters he faced upon entering the game last inning, and now he is in some pain and he just fired his glove down. Frias is injured and the trainer's out to take a look at him. And that has got to be disappointing for Frias. I noticed his velocity was a few miles lower than what we are used to seeing from him last inning. His fastball was in the 95 range, and he's usually up close to 100. That's down for him. And Frias still being checked by the trainer now. Everyone out there, and they're going to pull him from the game and bring in a new pitcher. He's going to get as much time as he needs to warm up. Frias very frustrated, threw that pitch, and then felt uncomfortable right away and waved off the catcher, and the trainer came out, and that was that. So new pitcher coming in for Reno. It's going to be the righty Zach McAllister, and he will be given as much time as he needs to warm up. I don't think he'll need a whole lot because he's a very frequently used reliever, but we've got a break for a pitching change here in the top of the ninth inning. So we'll take a break in our broadcast with the score, Tacoma 8, Reno 4.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
Mike Curto back with you from Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno, where Tacoma leads Reno 8-4 in the ninth. We have a pitching change due to an injury as Luis Frias left the game with an injury for Reno. Zach McAllister in from the bullpen, and he's just finishing his warm-ups. And he is going to have a 3-0 count on the Red Ears. Brian O'Keefe, who is leading things off in the ninth. O'Keefe is 2-for-4 with two doubles, an RBI, and a run scored. And O'Keefe stands in with a 3-0 count. And McAllister with the pitch. And it is in there for a strike, 3-1. O'Keefe taking all the way on the first pitch. So 3-1 now. And McAllister with his next delivery, and O'Keefe swings and misses, and the count goes full, 3-2. McAllister for Reno has been in 28 games this year, 1-2 with a 5.76 ERA. 40 strikeouts in 29 and two-thirds innings. He pitched a scoreless inning on Wednesday. 3-2 the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and McAllister strikes out Brian O'Keefe. So one out, and now Adam Engel is the hitter. Engel's 0-for-4 in this game. Here's the pitch, and it is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Continuing with our Major League scoreboard, because we are not doing it in the postgame show. We'll have a very short postgame show today on Fireworks Night in Reno. 1-0 pitch, popped up foul and out of play. White Sox beat St. Louis 8-7 in Chicago, as Jake Berger and Zach Remillard had three runs batted in each. Now the next pitch is inside, 2-1 to Engel. And the other interleague game is still going. Dodgers lead the Angels 7-4 in the eighth inning. Well, this last pitch has been challenged by Reno, and they lose the challenge, as it was indeed a ball to Adam Engel. And so The aces are out of challenges, so they're done. Rainiers still have one left. Two and one, the count to Engel. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to left field, high and deep and back and gone. Adam Engel hits one out of here to left field. He has homered in three straight games that he has played in, and that's his fifth homer for Tacoma this year. And the Red Ears get an insurance run with a long ball. It's Tacoma 9, Reno 4. So Engel launches one out of here to left field. That's the Red Ears' third homer of this game. And Zach Deloach now the batter. The Red Ears have homered in 16 straight games with 38 homers during the 16 games. Pitch to Deloach is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. And in National League games today, the Phillies had a dramatic win over the Marlins, 4-3. Had a pinch hit, two out, two run homer in the ninth inning from Christian Pache to take the lead over the Marlins. Deloach fouls one away. Milwaukee slowed down the Cincinnati train for a little bit, beat him today 7-3 behind Corbin Burns. Willie Adames homered and drove in three. 1-1 pitch down and in to Deloach. Two balls, one strike. The parent club of the Aces, the Arizona Diamondbacks, lead the Pirates 7-3. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning in Phoenix. 2-1 to Deloach is stroked into left field. A base hit for Deloach. He'll try to stretch it into a double as the throw from Barossa comes into the cutoff man, and Deloach is in at second base with a one-out double. The Red Ears' 10th hit of this game, and it is their 9th extra base hit. Actually, that's their 11th hit of this game and 10th extra base hit. They've had only one single. The first hit that they had tonight, in the first inning, Mark Mathias hit a single. The next 11 hits have all been extra base hits. Now a foul back by McCoy, 1-1. McCoy's 1-for-3 with a homer and a walk. Padres and Mets are tied 3-3 in the middle of the eighth inning in San Diego. Now the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. McAllister gets a strikeout and two men are gone at the top of the ninth. And now Pedro Severino will be the batter. Severino's 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. And he takes the first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Pitch coming. And it's a swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1. Leading from second is Deloach. McAllister's pitch is fouled back, 1-2. In the bottom of the ninth, the Aces' scheduled hitters are Tristan English, P.J. Higgins, and Blaze Alexander. One-two pitch. coming now to Severino. And it is swung on and fouled off. Out of play on the first base side. Still 1-2. One-two pitch, off-speed pitch called, strike three, and that wraps up the top of the ninth inning. But the Red Ears do add one run on Adam Engel's homer. One run on two hits. There were no errors, and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 9, Reno 4.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth. The Red Ears trying to make it three in a row, but got to get three outs in a ballpark where the final three outs are notoriously difficult to get. We'll see what happens here tonight. It's Tacoma 9, Reno 4. Ryder Ryan on the mound. First pitch to Tristan English is in there for a strike. Ryan faced one hitter in the eighth and got him to fly out. Ryan with the fastball around 95 on the gun when he lets it fly. The 0-1 pitch is outside with a slider. One ball, one strike. Darren McCackett started, went 7 2/3, had a great outing. Ryan trying to finish it off. The 1-1 pitch is chopped towards short to Gregorius, who fields it, throws in the dirt, but it's scooped by Shiner for the out, and one man's gone in the bottom of the ninth inning. Red Ears do have a right-hander loosening up in the pen in case Ryder Ryan runs into any trouble. P.J. Higgins now the batter. Higgins 0-3. And the pitch from Ryan is up high for a ball, 1-0. Pitch coming, and it's lined foul down the right field line, and that evens up the count, 1-1. So one ball, one strike to Higgins. And Ryan is ready. Here comes his next pitch. Swung on, grounded, kicked by Ryan. It goes right to the second baseman, Matthias, who throws to first for the out. And two men are gone in the bottom of the ninth inning. That ground ball, I believe, hit Ryan's shoe, and it helped angle it towards Matthias. The Red Ears are an out away from victory. Blake Blaze Alexander is the batter. He's 0 for 3. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Coming. And it's a swing and a grounder to first, and Shiner knocks it down, picks it up, throws to Ryan covering first. Too late. Alexander legs out an infield single. Ryan was just a hair late getting over to cover first base, and Reno has a little bit of life. Blaze Alexander is aboard. We'll see how they score that. I think they'll probably give it a hit. And now Ali Sanchez, the catcher, comes up. They've put a hit on the scoreboard, so we'll go with that. And there goes the runner. The pitch is a called strike. The right ears do not throw down. In fact, they weren't even holding Alexander on. That's defensive indifference right there. Not a stolen base. 0-1 the count to Sanchez. And the pitch is swung on, grounded to Gregorius. He muffs it, picks it up, throws to first, in time for the out, and that's the ball game. Gregorius nearly booted that ball. Well, he did boot it, but he recovered and picked it up and made the throw to first in time to get Sanchez for the final out of this ball game. And the Raiders win it 9-4. And that's three straight wins for Tacoma here in Reno. And the Raiders go over 500 on the year at 43-42, 6-4 in second half play. We'll recap today's game in the Tacoma Raiders post-game show. A quick version of it coming up next.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Raiders win. They beat Reno 9-4. Fireworks show about to start here. We're just going to do this post-game show until the fireworks begin. Quick recap for you. Darren McCacken tossed a gem for the Raiders, went 7 2/3. He did allow a leadoff homer in the first to Diego Castillo. Raiders tied it up with a solo shot by McCoy in the third. But Reno took the lead in the fourth when Tristan English lifted a windblown two-run homer to right field, making it 4-3. And then Castillo, who had homered only one time all year prior to today, went deep again in the fifth inning for his third of the year, and it was 4-1 Reno. They did not score again. McCacken really finished this game strongly. In the sixth, the Raiders got two when Jake Shiner hit his 22nd homer of the year to make it 4-3. And then a 5-run rally in the eighth gave the Red Ears the lead. Brian O'Keefe's double tied it up. A couple of walks loaded the bases with two outs. And then Sam Haggerty hit a 2-run double to right, giving Tacoma the lead. They would get another run that inning. Actually, two more runs that inning on a bases loaded walk by Gregorius and a wild pitch. And then Engel homered in the ninth to make it 9-4. Ryder Ryan got the final four outs to close it out. Final totals for Tacoma, 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left 9 on base. Reno, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Left 4 on base. McCack in the winner, he's 4-4. Chris Math, the lost. Time of the game, 2:48. Attendance, 7,087. Red Ears and Aces play game 5 of this 6-game series tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. And, these fireworks are ending our post-game show right now. We'll see you tomorrow at 6:25. We'll start the pregame show. Red Ears win 9-4. Have a great rest of your night.